One of the world's most important film archives is in danger of disappearing. Heat and humidity are destroying the Latin American movies collected by the Cuban Film Institute, and Cuba doesn't have the money to protect them. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports on the struggle to save this treasure from the damp Caribbean climate.
Out here along Havana's famous seaside drive known as the Malecón, rough breaking seas often send spray sailing high into the air above the seawall. A quick inspection of the majestic 3- and 4-story houses across the street reveals the harsh nature of the climate here. Their facades are a tired display of peeling paint and crumbling plaster. It's easy to imagine the damage this hot and damp weather could do to an unprotected reel of celluloid. That damage is often called the AIDS of motion picture film, a disease with no cure. Once a reel of acetate is exposed to enough heat and humidity, it begins to decompose, becoming brittle and eventually unwatchable. Squeeze a strip of such film in your hand and it cracks almost like glass. For film lovers, it's a horrible sound, yet this fate could await some 4,000 movies and documentaries stored here in Cuba's Film Institute, unless its curator, Reynaldo González, finds a way to save them. At risk are the original copies of Cuban film classics, such as Memories of Underdevelopment and the award-winning Strawberry and Chocolate by the late Tomás Gutiérrez. There are also the documentaries by the world-acclaimed Santiago Álvarez, a keen critic of life in the United States. And there's a trove of Soviet-era Eastern European films. But like the anonymous fisherman in Ernest Hemingway's The Old Man and the Sea, 61-year-old curator González is battling the elements to save his treasure, and he's losing.
El calor en Cuba es un calor húmedo, es una sopa.
In Cuba, the heat is humid. It's like soup. In cold, dry countries, you don't even need to store films in warehouses. But here, it's the opposite. And with our tough economic situation, of course, the government can't spend money on this project. The government is struggling just to maintain basic services of the country.
González estimates some 500 films have already disintegrated. It's a loss for the world, but especially for the Cuban people, who have few pleasant diversions aside from the movie house. We're now inside a large, dark cinema, one of many in Havana. Cubans are crazy about the movies. It's midday and the theater is packed. We're watching a new film called Honey for Ochun, starring Jorge Perugorría. Perugorría is hugely popular. He's best known in the U.S. for his role as the gay artist in the film Strawberry and Chocolate. A safe distance from Perugorría's fanatical fans at his seaside home in Havana, the film star says he's deeply worried about the potential loss of the Cuban archive. He says for Cubans, the movies are much more than just entertainment.
O sea, el público cubano, posiblemente como en pocos lugares.
The Cubans, unlike most people, create a big buzz before a movie opening, more so even than Hollywood. It's because people long to see their problems and conflicts shown on screen. The movies serve as a type of catharsis, a release from the tough reality of our lives here.
Since the fall of the Soviet Union over a decade ago, Cubans have been living through a prolonged economic crisis. Even so, outside another Havana theater, moviegoers wrap around the block to buy their tickets. The movies are important, says a woman named Yoraima, because it shows what daily life is like in this country for the people. Another fan, Joel, says he likes the cinema because it reflects Cuban culture and isn't overly erotic or out of context for young people. It's educational. It's not only the feature-length films that are in danger of disintegrating in Cuba's film archive. The old newsreels are in trouble, too. The weekly 10-minute segments began in 1959 under the auspices of Cuba's young revolutionary leader, Fidel Castro. This 1959 newsreel, rescued from Cuba's heat and restored in Mexico, narrates the disappearance of President Castro's brother Raúl in a plane crash and the harrowing search to find him. It ends with a rescued Raúl recounting his tale of survival, then making a suitably egalitarian call to support the poor peasants who lived in the swampy region where he'd crashed. The newsreels not only captured a unique perspective on events inside and outside Cuba, they quickly became the training ground for future big-name directors, such as the documentary filmmaker Santiago Alvarez. Alvarez's widow, Lázara, now watches over her husband's collection of 800 newsreels and a dozen full-length works. She says fledgling directors treated the newsreels like works of art, shooting them with as much care as feature films, and the public noticed.
El público esperaba con ansiedad.
People would wait so anxiously for the newsreels because they were dynamic, agile, and they had spectacular soundtracks. Sometimes they had a humorous side. Sometimes people would watch the news and leave before the feature. To this day, we Cubans long for the newsreels.
Today, many are rotting in their cans. Alvarez and Film Institute curator Gonzalez say they've approached Hollywood for help in preserving these archives, but because of the U.S. economic embargo against Cuba, American stars and directors with deep pockets can only shrug their shoulders. Gonzalez says he's turning to the film industries of Asia and Europe and has already received some help from Spain. He says he would have retired a year ago, but he can't abandon history to the vicissitudes of the weather.
Porque el hombre necesita un espejo.
Because man needs a mirror to see and reconstruct himself, to improve himself. The film archives are part of the most valuable of human experiences. When you see a newsreel, there's just no substitute for it. You see how the girls' skirts looked back then, the old phones, the trolleys. They don't exist anymore except on film.
But film is a living creature, Gonzalez says. It can get sick and eventually die. Unless they're protected, he says, the movie reels could one day stop rolling. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Havana.